Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Here's a question. Have you praised God today? Well, as a believer in Jesus Christ, this should certainly be a regular part of our lives, to thank and to praise God for all that He's done for us, particularly for providing for our salvation. David composed Psalm 8 to be read or sung, and listen to his words.
I will thank the Lord with all my heart. I will declare all your wondrous works. I will rejoice and boast about you. I will sing about your name, Most High.
As you listen to David's words, as he was praising God, he was doing it with his whole heart. He was not just reciting words, which can happen to many of us when we engage in routine worship. And furthermore, the true test of our heart condition is whether or not we praise Him no matter what is happening, whether good or bad. For example, in the New Testament, the Thessalonians were experiencing severe persecution. But note what Paul wrote, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now, we must understand that Paul was not exhorting these believers to rejoice and thank God for persecution, but rather to be joyous and thankful that God would never forsake them in the midst of their persecution. He would always provide grace and strength to endure. So let's remember this principle to live by. We're to sincerely praise God no matter the circumstances. Well, this may be difficult, but God will honor us when we do.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.